Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's have a word of prayer. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you so much for today, a day we never saw before, a day we wouldn't have ever seen had it not been for your grace and your mercy, your compassion for us. Lord, we thank you so much, and we love you. We thank you for this call, Father, that you have brought us together. Lord, you have connected us through Artist International, Lord, which is now Artist Life. We thank you, Father God. We bless you. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. We thank you for Dr. PK, and hallelujah, we thank you for Pastor V. Lord, you are so good. Thank you for placing it on their hearts to start this call. We love you so much, and we appreciate you, Lord. We ask that you will continue to smile on them and bless them in a very special way, Lord God. We ask that you will bless each and every person that's under the sound of my voice, those that were not able to make it to the call. Bless them in a special way today, Lord God, and we won't fail to praise you. Bless the speaker as they come forth, Lord. Speak to them in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way. Let your word fall on good ground in Jesus' name, and we won't fail to praise you. We love you so much, and we need you, Lord. Continue to have thine own way in our lives in Jesus' name, and we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I certainly am. Minister Wanda, this is Benita. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can. Hi, Benita. Take it away.
Good morning. Thank you so much for greeting and seating our family into the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary on this day. And that was just a lovely prayer. My name is Benita Cates, and I am here in New Jersey, the Garden State. And God has just been so faithful. And we just we welcome you to the Master's Call. We just want to make sure that you get fed this morning, so I would encourage you to get your Bible, basic instruction before leaving Earth, have a seat in our virtual pew, relax, put on your spiritual seatbelt, because the word is going to come forth this morning mightily. We are so excited as we are about to approach 6 years of the creation of the Master's Call in October, which is not that far away. And it'll be a fun-filled, impactful month. Every day we will be doing something very, very delightful. But we attribute that to the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Dimples, Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we also call our Mother Eagle. We just bask in the light of those two awesome women. They co-founded this call, and we come to you every Monday through Friday. We stand on the Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, praise God, because sometimes life is dark and we're in the night, but there is a morning. So in the morning, our prayers come before you, because we hear at the Master's Call, come to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. If you find that there is a place within this group that you would like to participate, we welcome you and we encourage you to send that information to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. Again, it's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our upcoming speaker, See, it's prophetically speaking to you, Brenda. Dr. I said it again. Brenda Terrell will contact you. So we would be delighted to welcome you into our family. We also have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you can place all your prayer requests and your praise reports and find information about the bios of the speakers. The day actually happens to be a very special day because Fridays we extend the call to have a part where you can come and give your praise reports and your prayer requests. So just stick around and we will take that also. This company was, a lot of us were grouped by Artist International, which is now, you heard Minister Wanda say, which is now Artist Life. And it was established by the Des de Leon family over 25 years ago. And we are a health and wellness company. Now, I'm saying Ardyss, A-R-D-Y-S-S. And it is a phenomenal company that is changing the course of lives for many people as our products are testimonies of what it can do to change the quality of life for so many. Directly after this call will be the new morning motivational call. And today happens to be a very special day because there will be a guest speaker, Claudette Brown, who is going to talk about how to share and close. How to share and close. That is an awesome topic. So just write this information down. It is, the number to dial in is 641-715-3865. And the PIN is 539598 pound. Again, the number is 641-715-3865. PIN 539598 pound. I want to make sure I did all of the and things I was supposed to do to get you set up for this awesome speaker that's going to come before you this morning. And I prophetically called her doctor. So, Minister Brenda Terrell was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic and God took Brenda under his wing when she was 12 years old. Her mom was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away at the early age of 16. I'm going to go on and tell you how wonderful Brenda is, but she's really from the heart. She really cares. She really has a heart of giving. She is a wife, a mother, and she moved from Texas, but now she is the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Brenda was received as the Holy Ghost and became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in gifts God has given them. She's a mother of five and a grandmother of three. And I can't wait, Brenda. I'm just anxious to be a grandmom too. Her favorite words are, God is faithful. Brenda, I told you she resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and she is a member of the Victory International Christian Center. And I just want to turn it over. She's also an artist and distributor, but I really want to turn it over so she has her full time to give the word. Minister Brenda, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you so much, Minister Benita. I tell you, I don't know about that doctor stuff, but okay, God bless you. And I so appreciate you for hosting so graciously this morning. And thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord. And I definitely want to take this time out because I don't take it for granted for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. I love and appreciate you, and thank you so much for being who you are in Christ. And thank you Dr. P.K. Roberts, we're rejoicing with you for being, for allowing God to just use you and show himself mightily through you. Thank you, both women of God. And thank you, my TMC family and friends, for being on the call this morning. God is so faithful. I definitely feel led to pray. Father, I just thank you that you have shown yourself mighty in so many ways, Father. And as many of our hearts are heavy in such a manner, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are still God all by yourself. So I ask you, Father, that you just remove Brenda. I just say, empty me, that it's no longer Brenda, but Christ who dwells in me. Show yourself mighty. And thank you, Father, for your words going forth as we be the people that you called us to be in this day and hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, thank you so much for allowing me to share with you this morning. And I felt on my heart to talk about and greater works. Coming out of John 14:12 said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. You see, with all the controversy that's taking place in around our country at this day and hour, we cannot say that God didn't warn us, because he did. And let's not be so distracted by the darkness that we're encountering, that we're not becoming the light that God wants us to be. I want to share with you, because we want to start with first America, people of God, all of us in this country, repentance is needed. Let's start with repentance. And I want to share with you Acts 2, starting with verse 37. And this is when it says, and now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other words and exhorted them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. 3,000 souls. My God, when was the last time you and I saw that many souls go to the altar to repent? It happened back in the day in the 70s and along those days, I remember it happened just about every Billy Graham crusade. Thousands of people would come to the altar and give their lives to the Lord. Now, what was said that made 3,000 souls repent? First, that God had promised David that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. Peter acknowledged that the same Jesus they crucified has resurrected, Lord and Savior, and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Then Jesus had promised that the Holy Spirit will empower them to proclaim that good news. See, that is the gospel in a nutshell, my dear friends, my dear prayer warriors. That is the gospel in a nutshell, and it's not depending individually on the preachers, but it's on all of us. So all who believed it repented of their sins. And God, he said, he will fulfill his promises. And that goes, and greater works shall you do. See, repentance means to turn deep and have deep sorrow, contrition for past sin, wrongdoing, or the like. Repentance is not merely just saying I'm sorry, and you go on and continue on like it's nothing, and you go through the same routine, and you say, oh, I'm sorry. It's repentance. It's turning away from that old nature, from that old way of thinking into the newness of life. I listened to this song by William Murphy where it says, empty me, Lord, and fill me with your love, with your spirit, with your grace, with your mercy. See, we all have come sin. We all have sinned, excuse me, and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, we all need to repent. America needs to repent. And secondly, praying. 2 Corinthians 14:15 says, then what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, by the Holy Spirit that is within me. We need to use our prayer language. See, this is a spiritual battle. The enemy wants us to focus on this race card. He wants us to focus on all this unnecessary stuff that's taking place. He wants us to focus on that. But it's a spiritual warfare. And if we all be honest about it, how much time do we take out each day to pray, to intercede for one another, to intercede on the behalf of our pastors, our ministers, or the church in America, in behalf of anything that's taking place? See, Psalm 37:7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. See, it's no time for complaining. It's no time for pettiness. It's no time for self-centeredness. It's no time for stupid stuff. We got to come together with other believers and pray and intercede. See, prayer with fasting intensifies faith, and faith will break strongholds. It will break chains. Let's not forget Matthew 16:19 where it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I say, and greater works shall you do. See, all believers must be aware that God has equipped each and every one of us. He has equipped us to overcome the enemy's tactics of bondage. We can't focus on the things in the natural. The Apostle Paul said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not of fleshly or earthly nature, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. That's according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. See, you may recall the time when the 70 disciples returned to the Lord rejoicing about the results of their ministry. They remarked, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Jesus has given us the authority to use his name to expel the forces of evil. To all believers, Jesus said, in my name, they will cast out devils. They will cast out demons. Mark 16:17. I tell you, my people, and greater works shall you do. See, it's no time to get flimsy. It's no time to get settled in our ways. It's no time to look at somebody else and see what they're doing wrong. We don't have time for that. He says, pray in the spirit like our lives depended on it. This is the time where we got to pray. Stir up the controversy in the spirit. Let's not forget, our God is the same God that brought fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice of Baal for Elijah. Hallelujah. Our God is the same God that shut the mouths of the lions when Daniel was thrown in the den. Our God is the same God that healed the sick, cast out demons, and raised the dead. Then conquered death himself by raising from the dead on the third day morning after his crucifixion. He told John on the Isle of Patmos, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. So, church, what are we going to do? It's time to allow God to, the Holy Spirit to, just overtake us. And as we may see things in the natural, we start saying, Lord, show us in the spirit what you want us to speak over. So, we being heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that same resurrection power abides in us. He said, call on him, and he will answer and show us great and mighty things we didn't know. See, it's a spiritual thing. I told you some weeks ago, it's a shift in the atmosphere. And we have to keep focus on Jesus. God has spoken, and he's spoken many times through these messages here on TMC. I'm sure he's spoken to us even in our churches. He has been speaking and has preparing us to be ready. This is the time to come before him in prayer and thanksgiving. And just forget about that petty stuff. It's no time for it. He said the shift is in the atmosphere, but we must focus on him and his word. The greater works must be manifested through us. See, when somebody is sick, and I don't care if you're in a grocery store or you're just walking along and somebody says, oh, I'm not feeling well, do we just say, oh, God bless you, I'll pray for you? Hey, it's time for us to go over there and lay hands on the sick and say, that devil is a liar. It's time to take our authority and go forth and allow God to do the greater works through us. See, the greater works must be manifested through each and every one of us. God's glory should and will be seen in us. Our obedience to his call is essential during this hour. Our words must be words of faith and power. Can I say that again? Our words must be words of faith and power. Praise God. Yeah, I'm speaking to Brenda too. Listen, these times are times where we must feed off the word and not the media. Hello? Even the social media. We got to recognize, we got to realize that the tactics are in the atmosphere. The enemy is trying to get our eyes focused on crazy stuff that he's doing. And lo and behold, I'm feeling for the families of these ones, that the ones that are just being shot and thrown out. I'm feeling for them. But, you know, let's go back through in the Bible. Many times, how many people were, they lost their entire family in wars, in situations. They felt the same way. But God says it's time for us to come before him, to repent of our ways, to pray, seek his face daily, to realize that he's God and he's God all by himself. We've gotten into the place, and it's so easy because situations end up coming around us and we just look at it and we think, okay, it's time to get angry. The Lord says, yes, you can get angry, but don't sin. Yes, black lives matter. In God's eyes, all lives matter. His love is universal. His love is unconditional. His love is sacrificial. And his love is personal. See, because of his agape love, he conquered sin. He conquered death. He conquered sickness. He conquered these things and said, now I have all power in my hands. And this same resurrection power is abiding in you. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to go out and let people know that I'm alive and well? Because people are focusing on what's taking place. And we'll use that card, and that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to go into that mode and get into that situation to where we're saying, they're wrong for that. It shouldn't happen like that. And we need to demonstrate. We need to speak our minds. We need to speak our peace. Where were we? See, I remember God told Job, say, where were you when I set the foundations in place? When I told the sea that you couldn't go any further than this, where were you? So I'm asking a question, where were we when they took prayer out of schools? See, we got to ask God we need prayer back in our schools. And I thank God that at least the governor has signed a bill here to put prayer back in schools. We have to pray and say, Lord, we're ready for a change. Because we have allowed the enemy to try to take control of this country as well as our lives, our churches. We're so busy making movies and all this other kind of stuff. It's time for the people to come together and say, Lord, we put our lives into your hands. Show us what you want us to do. So, yes, he has conquered sin. He's conquered sickness. He's conquered death, just to name a few. And then he gave us the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to edify us, to direct us, and then to empower us. Why? To do the greater works. The same greater works that God had promised when Jesus said, and greater works shall ye do, because I go to my Father. You see, the enemy is a defeated foe. Yes, he is. And we are more than conquerors. So let's go forth and do the greater works that God has called us to do. Can I read that scripture again? Most assuredly, I say to you, and this is John 14:12, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do. Why? Because I go to my Father. He's sitting at the right hand, and he's given us all power, the power of the Holy Spirit, to go forth, not to be in fear, not to walk in fear, not to look around and think that, it's going to pass away, but for us to do the work, the body of Christ. Are we ready to take a stand together and do the greater works that God has called us to do? I hope you got a thought from this message. I love each and every one of you, and I'm turning it back over to our host, Minister Benita. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that prophetic word and greater work. I'm going to ask you to come back for our benediction. I just wanted to make sure for housekeeping purposes that you know after this call is our extended call in terms of your praise reports and your prayer requests. And also there is our call back for this call is 712-432-1085. And the pin is 957-677-POUND. And then for the new morning motivational call is 641-715-3865. And the pin is 539-598-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for greeting and seating our family. And I just want to say thank you again, Minister Brenda, for that word. Father God, we are going to just say thank you for everything that's going on today in greater works. We know that you have it covered, Father. You have it covered from the east, north, south, and west as this country is in turmoil, Father. And we know that you already knew what was going to happen and that you've got it covered. Father, we just ask you to continue to keep everything in prayer and keep calmness and keep passion on the hearts of so many. We ask you to just for those that are birthing, having new births, and those that have had deaths in their season, Father, we just ask you to keep them and cover them. Father God, we appreciate the word that Minister Brenda gave to us and that the co-founders both fit to have this call. Minister Brenda, can you come back for the benediction?
Yes, I will. And I so appreciate each and every one of you. I want to share with you briefly, Hebrews 12:1, he says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, because we have greater works. We thank you, Father, that we have heard your call and your cry unto us to be the people that you called us to be. So we thank you, Father, that we will go forth as ministers in the marketplace to do the work. We will hear the Spirit as he speaks to us. We thank you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend.
Praise God for that powerful word. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. This is Pastor Vanessa. Miss Benita, thank you for doing such a great job hosting us today. We love and appreciate you so much for stepping up to the plate And thank you, Minister Wanda, for greeting us as only you can do. We just love and appreciate you. Thank you for that profound word, Brenda, Minister Brenda. Been out praying most of the night about Dallas, and wow, the shooting was literally a rock throw across the street from my younger brother's law practice office, and just keeping that entire city, the police force, and the police chief, David Brown, and all the families who've lost loved ones in this tragedy in prayer. And it is going to take us praying for the Spirit of the Lord to help. So we definitely want to keep the families in prayer for the Alton family in Baton Rouge and in St. Paul, Minnesota, Minneapolis, to keep that family in prayer, and just the anger and the rage, all the spirits that you spoke about, Brenda, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That's all I kept hearing in my spirit. But we wrestle against these spirits, and if we don't pray against the root, we don't stop the madness. And we have to call out the root and sever it at the root and pray, and God will lead us and guide us as we spend time in his presence and in his face. So we thank you for that stirring word. That is awesome. Greater works. Greater works. All righty. Well, today is Friday. On Friday, we always take praise reports and prayer requests. I just opened up the queue. You can hit star 6, then 1, and it will bring you into the queue. And we will definitely be lifting you up in prayer. We've got some great celebrations, as Miss Benita mentioned earlier. Miss Willa is a grandmother. We thank God for the safe arrival of her granddaughter to her son, Kenan, and his wife, Angela. So we're excited, celebrating for an increase in the TMC family. And so we praise God for her safe arrival into the world. And we're just praying for Miss Ursula, who will be having her child. And we just celebrate life. We want to continue to lift up the Colin Williams family. Colin was a president with Artists International and went home to be with the Lord last week. And he was in Diamond President Reggie's team. I talked to the funeral home yesterday. That homegoing ceremony is Saturday. So please keep his family in prayer for their celebration of his life. The wake is today, and the actual homegoing ceremony is tomorrow. So we want to be praying for that family. Understand, I was looking at pictures on Facebook. They had a phenomenal time in San Antonio last night as Papa Diaz de Leon and Alfredo Swab is on the road with Papa. They had a great time in San Antonio. They'll be in Dallas tonight. We're excited about that at Promise Campbell's grand opening. They will be there off of Forest Lane, and go to our Artist for Life Transformational Challenge update page on Facebook for exact locations if you didn't already know it. And then on Saturday, Super Saturday, right behind our Success Center is the Marriott Courtyard, where they will be on Saturday in Houston, Texas. So we're excited that they had a great praise report of awesome things last night. We're looking forward to even greater reports for tonight when they're in Dallas, and we're covering them in prayer for in Houston on Saturday. All right, this looks like Miss Jackie in the queue. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to our TMC call today.
Good morning, Pastor V. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, it's I'm calling today with a heavy heart, and I'm asking you guys to pray for me and my family. I lost someone that was very dear to me and close to me on yesterday. I gave birth to 2 children, but I have quite a few children in my life, and this was one that we pooled our villages together and we raised our children together. So one of my sons passed away yesterday. His name is Jerry Graves. He's already lost his mom and his dad, so I was the only mom left for him. But just continue to lift us up in prayer and lift Jerry's family up in prayer. Thank you.
All righty. We definitely will keep you covered in prayer. We hear your heart, and we will definitely keep you covered and the entire great family and that extended family. It does take a village, so we will pray for you and the entire village for his life and for his transition. All righty. Is there anyone else who wants to come into the queue? Just hit again star 6 and then 1. We'll give it a few more minutes and then we'll go to prayer. We definitely, as we have been told, we have a lot to pray about. All right, Miss Tiffany, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How are you?
Fine, and you? Praying for you?
Very good. Thank you so much for your prayers. I don't have a prayer request. I just wanted to officially come on the Master's Call and say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, from Tiffany Lauderdale and the Lauderdale family. We thank you for the outpouring of love that you expressed to us during the homegoing and celebration of my father, Deacon Yul Kelly Lauderdale. And so I thank you, thank you, thank you. I received the calls, received the cards, received the flowers, received all the expressions of love, all the prayers. I feel them. And I know that every day is a different process, but I thank you for your continued prayers, your love, and your support. And you know what? I have some praise reports.
Oh,
I have praise reports in the midst of everything that has been going on. I still give God the praise. I have, and Dr. Vanessa, I've been, and you know, you're a witness, probably for, let's see, I've been working for the city of Culver City. It'll be actually 10 years next year, so October will be 9 years. And I have been working strategically for the last 7 years to get a title change. And a title change just happened for me on July the 1st, 7 month completion. See, some things you have to wait a little bit longer for. But my title change has finally come. So that means not only did I get a title change, but I also get a pay increase. And along with that, the city is giving us a COLA increase and also a lump sum increase. And all of that will be happening in the month of July. So you just got to stay prayed up because God will definitely show up. And as Minister Brenda Terrell, what an outstanding, on-time, and profound word that you brought this morning. And just in my spirit, I can hear the Lord says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. And see, what you know, our attention is all over the place now. But he said, all I need for you to do right now is just focus on me. Because I'm bigger than whatever the situation is. And I still reign, and I still love you. I will never leave you or forsake you. And I already got this thing worked out. But will you be distracted and focus on everything that's going around you? Or will you be committed and dedicated and focus on me? So I love each and every single one of you. I hope that you have a blessed weekend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you more. Congratulations, Minister Willa, to Minister Kai. Happy birthday. And actually, everybody, happy birthday. Here's your birthday song. I haven't been singing. But the Lord said it's time for you to get off a break and open up your mouth. So to Minister Kai, to Minister Cynthia, to Dr. PK, yes, here's your birthday song right now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to all of you. I love you. Back over to you, Dr. Vanessa.
That's my girl. We love you more, and it is so good to hear your voice and that powerful praise report. And I'm just going to prophesy that I know even more is to come, not just financially, but emotionally, physically, spiritually, your business, everything, because you have planted so many awesome seeds in the life of so many And it is harvest time. Amen. All right, we're going to head out to Fort Worth to Sister Elsie. So good to see you on the call. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much. And to my TMC family, I'm getting used to this, so y'all pray for me. I love this. I love this. I love this. And I want to just say to our speaker this morning, how your message encouraged my soul. I am past very politically involved, and lately I haven't been. But you know what? It's time for me to go to the city council meeting every Tuesday that I get and stand up for Jesus. I'm a minister. I'm an evangelist. I know who I am. And I am going to be in the – I'm just going to go down and start loving on those council members and the people that come. We need to get back involved, y'all, now. We need to get involved in our cities and our states in a decent, in the way that glorifies our Lord. But we got to speak up. I've served on several boards in the state of Texas, and so I'm ready now. And I love this ministry. Boy, this is awesome. So God bless you, and thank you, sister, for that presentation. I'm going to learn everybody's name after a while, but just give me some time and pray for me. And thank my director, Claudette Brown. I love me some Claudette. And Vanessa. God bless you all.
Love you, too. That was our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, who delivered that awesome word. So it's time for you to go set Fort Worth on fire, my sister. And I love hearing your voice on the call. And we are looking forward to, after this call, running over there to support Miss Claudette, as she is the guest speaker this morning. All right, Miss Najee, so good to see you on the call. Good morning. And welcome to the Master's Call. I love it. We got all these new voices this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, dear.
All right. Good morning. I am calling with a prayer request this morning. I'm very emotional. Just asking for all of your prayers and my condolences go out to Sister Jackie Henderson and her loss. I am grieving in a different way. Came here to Texas a year ago at the request of a childhood friend that I grew up with from the age of 9. I turned 50 2 days ago. And I had to make a decision on my birthday to let go of this friend. And this morning I woke up and everything hit me as to what happened on my birthday. I've been going through so much pain and anguish with this so-called best friend to see the hate and the jealousy for my passion for success in the spirit and as a business person. And I finally, God said to me, when are you going to see it for what it is? And I finally had to make that decision, sadly, on my birthday, as this individual tried to sabotage my birthday by beginning some mockery at a small dinner celebration. It was very hurtful. And this morning, 2 days later, I've woken up with the tears and the feelings of grief of having to let go of someone that I thought was my friend for my entire life. So I just ask that you lift me up in prayer and give me strength. I am full of life, full of joy, but sometimes you just have to be honest with yourself and say, God, this hurts. This hurts. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. And, you know, sometimes it hurts as we clean out a wound and shift and change. And it's okay. You want to be in touch with the fact that it may hurt, but we're going to pray for God to give you the peace and his strength as he shifts your direction and brings you even more abundancy of friends, true friends, godly friends. So all is well, Najee. and through the tears, God is bringing you your own deliverance into that area where a lot of times that tearing a part of a friendship, it doesn't have to be as bad as it is that it's some seasons are over. And so I'll call you later and we'll talk some more, but all is well. All is well. I think I got the new grandmother on the line. All right, all right. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Willa. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, my TNC family. And I'm speaking rather low because I don't want to wake other people up in the house.
I was going to say, you mighty quiet this morning.
We give God all the praise. And oh, we just thank you so much for your prayers for our new baby. It was kind of a long labor, but you know, once you go through that, you forget all about the labor and just love on the baby. Kenan made it through. Praise the Lord. For those who don't know him, is our son who wasn't sure if he would make it through, but praise God. We prayed for him, and he knew that he could do all things through Christ who gives him strength, and he did the more than he could ever expect, so we praise God for that. And I just want to tell Minister Kai and Minister Brenda, Minister Kai, your word that you gave the other day, honey, I needed it yesterday. I mean, and I just thought about what you said, that we have to be mature through some things we go through. And it was just a matter, it wasn't anything big, but as you know, most of you know, I've had foot surgery and I parked in the wrong place at the hospital. Then I walked a little bit, and then I had to go to another place. And I was, by that time, I was really upset about walking, but I thought about your word. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to be mature about this. And in my walking, I was doing praying, so that was a blessing. And Minister Brenda, I did not turn on the TV when I got in early this morning. So I didn't know what was going on. But my God, my God, my God, we do have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to ask for peace over this land. And I agree with you when we said from 2 Chronicles 7:14, I believe it is. So that's what we need to do. And for my sister, I think her name is Margie. Margie, I understand what you're saying, but when you were speaking, I was just, the Lord put it in my heart. You've known that, and you've seen it before. Now God has given you the opportunity to just open your eyes and see what's going on. He's going to give you grace to get through this time.
Mm-hmm.
And some things are just for a season. So that friendship was for a season. And we'll pray that God will bless you with friends like you've never had before, friends who are honest, trustworthy, and are not envious of your success. We'll understand that what God does for you, he will do for them as well, maybe in a different way because he's no respecter of person. So that's all I have to say right now. Again, family, you know I love you so much, and thank you so much for praying for us. I will be driving back perhaps today. My husband, Jerry, couldn't make it with me. So keep him in prayer. He had a sciatic nerve. So keep him in prayer, and we'll talk later on. And Minister Tiffany, congratulations, and thank you for singing that birthday song to them so they wouldn't have to hear me sing it during the meeting call.
All right, Miss Willa, we love you so much. And you have a beautiful little granddaughter. She is so cute.
And I know
many more pictures are going to be coming, I'm looking forward.
And you should see Kenan. It is the sweetest thing. He's just loving all over her. And I said, oh, my goodness, Ken, you loving on her so much. Your wife, I didn't tell him this, but I said, you know what, you might have to kind of tell me, take that down.
You know that. But you know, Daddy's girl, she just got him wrapped early.
That's right. All right, I won't take up any more of the time. Love you, family.
Okay. We love you, too, and thanks so much for calling in. We're going to head to Ohio. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. This is Linda Kidd in Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning. It is such a blessing to be able to be a part of this call. I got on a call about 15 minutes after the hour this morning. My intention was to be on the call on time, but at that moment, I received a call from our ambassador of Team Trinity Plus One. It's okay to be a copycat as long as you copy the right cat. And so we pattern ourselves after those things that are good. And the master call is one that is definitely has been a blessing. So our ambassador, Ms. Deborah Smith, called me this morning. And the same word that was shared today by Sister Brenda was the same word she shared personally with me.
Mm.
I'm thankful for that because my challenge has been focusing. I've been truly working on being organized, getting organized. I have challenges, staying focused and staying on one thing. I'm taking my memory charge and doing some other things, you know. But I really want to give God my best and do the best in my business, my personal life, on my job, and really I need to be more organized. Recognizing that, I've made some changes. I had to sit back for a moment and just make a list, a checklist, and all those areas, things that I desire to accomplish. And I know I work better when I do have a checklist. So pray for me around that as well, sticking to those checklists. Now, with that, and everything that has happened, I felt like, okay, I've got my checklist, and I've been working it for a week, and it's been working out great. I'm feeling like I'm accomplishing what I need to accomplish. I'm in a position to do better as far as my follow-up. I'm ready. And then this happened. You know, the word I heard today is what I needed to hear because it stopped me. It stopped me in my tracks, and I did feel that anger. I don't know personally why, maybe because it was a visual, and back to the social media, I saw it, and I felt angry. I was angrier yesterday, but the word, I know I've got to stay in the word, and Sister Brenda, oh, that was a powerful message for me. Mm-hmm. I know that's today. That's where I've got to stay because I know that it is in God's plan and everything. And I know the enemy just wants to stop me. Okay, Linda, you're getting it together, okay? You got organized, you got a plan, and you're working a plan. Boom! I've been set back. But no, the devil is a lie, and I choose to go forward, okay? I will give God the praise. I will honor him, and I will not allow the enemy to keep my blessing away.
Amen.
I'm positioned, and I've got to do what he has given me to do. And if I stay focused on watching what's the latest news, what's happening, you know, tuning into social media, what's there. And normally, listen, I don't even watch the news. But I started turning it on. So I'm thankful for this call. I'm thankful for the people in my life right now. You don't know the part that you play in my life. And I'm so thankful to have that because I need it. So I love you. And I'm thankful. And I will continue to hold the master call and tell others about the master call because you don't have to be part of Artist Life, Artist International, to be on this call. There is a blessing that you will receive if you plug in. So thank you. And there's one more request. My daughter, Jocelyn Martin, she has special needs, okay? And she has been looking for a job. She worked for Kroger's for over 9 years. Almost 10, and the situation happened. But she has been a little bit down, a little bit, you know, depressed. We're out there. She's out there looking. She has, you know, a job coach helping her. But I want you to pray for her. She knows the word, but we're believing that, you know, mm-hmm. in a short period of time that she will be working. And because she needs to feel productive. So thank you.
Thank you. I love you so much, Miss Linda. People like you, that's who I think about when I know why God called us to have this call. And I just thank you so much. I love your strength, your leadership, all that God's doing in you and stretching you, as you are just such a blessing to that Ohio team, that area. So we praise God for you, and thank you for making the time and taking the time to be on the call, and we will definitely lift up those prayer requests. All righty, we now have Miss Sharon Stowers, Minister Sharon, our praise and worship leader, our blessing. Good morning. Welcome to the call. You're unmuted, Miss Sharon.
Let me double-check. I had myself muted. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Good morning. Good morning, my TMC family. I love me some Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. I want to first say ditto to all of those who have said how much this call is a blessing to the family of God, to the nation. You guys have no clue what you do on this call. All of the speakers this week have been a blessing. You've been on point, and I just praise God for you. Minister Jackie, I love you and praying for you. My songbird, I'm still praying for a double portion of your anointing to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and be able to sing and tell people about the good news of the gospel. My prayer request is that my pastor's mother-in-law passed. And her homegoing is on tomorrow, so I'm asking for prayer for that family and the Stevens family as they celebrate the life of Mama Stevens. And also my cousin, who is a pastor, his mother-in-law passed as well. And so I ask that for prayer for that family also. God bless y'all. That's all.
And what's your cousin's family's name, the one that's the pastor who's had a death also?
My pastor's mother-in-law's name is Lorena Stevens is her name.
Okay, then you said you had a cousin who was a pastor.
My cousin is Dr. Pastor David Smith, and I'm sorry, I don't know his mother-in-law's name.
Okay, God knows. That's all right.
Yeah. But his wife's name is Linda Hicks Smith.
Got it. All right.
Love y'all.
Love you more. Thank you for calling in. We so appreciate you. We're going to keep